Hey mamas, I'm Alyssa, registered dietitian, picky eating specialist, and mama of two. You're listening to the Nutrition for Littles podcast, aimed at helping you raise healthy, independent eaters. Each week, we will tackle topics like picky eating, mealtime struggles, baby-led weaning, and so much more. Let's jump right into today's topic. Hey, 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 and welcome back to the podcast. This one's going to be a little bit more maybe, I don't know, introspective or kind of an aha moment for me, or rather aha years for me, not just one moment, of just kind of reflecting on the years of after reversing picky eating. And it didn't even really take years to get here, but just the first few months of reversing picky eating and then just kind of the outcomes that I didn't expect, right? Because when we think about picky eating and we think about reversing it, we think of that immediate need to like, I need to get my kids eating more foods. I need them to eat a wider variety. I need them to eat vegetables. I need them to eat protein. I need my life to get easier, right? Like these are all the very obvious ones that feel like immediate wins when we reverse picky eating. I'll never forget feeling like I can cook anything and try any new recipe that I see online or on Pinterest or in a cookbook. I can actually try it and not feel scared that my kids won't eat it, won't try it, won't like it, whatever that might be. Like I spend all this time and energy and money on a new recipe just for them to hate it, not eat it, and I end up throwing it away or just eating it myself and making them something else. And I'll never forget that feeling of just like freedom. Like I get to cook what I want to cook when I want to cook it, and I am not overly worried and concerned about if and how much they're going to eat of it. I can just kind of be a little more free and have fun in the kitchen. And cooking became fun again, which actually reminds me, one of my students who I love, you know who you are, but you know, she said one of my favorite kind of results for her was it brings the fun back to the table. It was one of my favorite things that someone's ever said. Of course, I want to see your kids eating veggies and I want to see you stressing less and I want to see you connecting with them and I want to see your kids growing and being healthier and all those things, right? But I just love that one because she said it brings the fun back to the table. Like we're laughing again, we're enjoying each other again, we're having those family meals that I can picture in my head that I thought our family meals would look like. And then during picky eating, it's just like miserable, everyone's dreading it, everyone walks away crying, everyone's upset, you know, worry, stress, anxiety, frustration, power struggles, all of that, right? And then on the flip side, reversing picky eating, it gets to be this place of like connection and fun and like these childhood memories that you're building with them. And she was just so surprised and astounded by the fun that it got to bring back into her life. So it's one of my favorite stories from one of my students because I cannot resonate with that enough. I just know that that's so true. And now, you know, mealtimes get to be enjoyable. And I think that's really fun. So anyways, that being said, I also want to reflect a little bit on today's episode, talking through some of these kind of like bigger picture, more down the road ripple effect of reversing picky eating. Because, you know, when you go from walking in eggshells, making two separate meals, mealtimes are really stressful. You've got the power struggles, the anxiety around food, all of these things. It's really, have you ever had something change in your life and in the moment it feels big and like it feels transformational and it's important, but then you like keep living your life and you're like, wow, like that moment in time of doing that thing, you know, taking that trip, whatever it might be, forming that relationship, whatever it might be, you're just like, wow, thank God, like truly this has change the trajectory of my life. Not to be dramatic, but it does start to like seep into other areas of your life, right? When something like that's happened. And I feel like now, years after, you know, we've reversed picky eating in my first and prevented it in my second, and on all reality, reversed it again in my third, you know, coming to this place of, wow, there's so many things that food really affects that I didn't see right away. And I kind of want to break it down into different ways. So first and foremost is in my kid, right? So what I didn't realize is picky eating behavior, how much that affects your child and their confidence is one area. Like confidence, feeling like they're capable of doing something, taking risks, their frustration tolerance. Watching my child now, after helping him reverse picky eating, watching him be able to take more risks, try new things, be less afraid, I didn't expect that because picky eating to me at the time especially didn't have anything to do with that. Like it was kind of this compartmentalized part of his life, or I thought so. And I certainly saw things that way when in reality, it was just kind of this like avenue that was really clear for me to see these things show up, like being fearful, being having anxiety, being dysregulated, being stubborn, being strong-willed. Some of these personality traits where, you know, he's not taking these risks at the table. That was really easy to see, But what I didn't notice is how much that was showing up in other areas of his life that I didn't notice. Like, he had really strong perfectionistic tendencies where he didn't want to take a risk if he was going to not be good at something. He didn't want to do something wrong. He was afraid of doing something wrong, so he wouldn't do it at all. And I didn't realize that that is kind of some of the behaviors that were causing his picky eating as well. And so once we were able to approach that and reverse it in his eating, that trickled over into other areas of his life, where now he's way more into taking, you know, safe risks. He's way more open to trying new things. He's way more open to just being more, what's the opposite of frustration tolerance? Tolerant of frustrating experiences, I guess you would say. There's just so much that has blossomed out of that. That I zeroed in on the picky eating and reversed that. And that has kind of created this ripple effect other areas of his life. Similarly to independence, like just having more autonomy, independence, capabilities, you know, things I didn't think he was able to do at his age, pushing him outside of his comfort zone, getting him to a place where he built the confidence step by step, not by demanding it or forcing it, but by working with him in kind of creating those new pathways for him to feel safe, connected, and capable on his own, has then led to more independence outside of food, not just in food, but also outside of food. You know, playing with his friends, making new friends, going off into the neighborhood on his own, exploring, you know, all of those sorts of things, while also taking more risks in school, making better conclusions around school. Like, I can see it in his learning. And it's all just so related, right? Because when we grow in one area of our life, it doesn't just stay in that one area. It really does ripple out into other areas. With him too, and with my other children as well, we, you know, as soon as picky eating has been addressed, reversed, prevented, all of those things, we also see the more obvious, right? The less meltdowns, which, like I said, increases their frustration tolerance, being able to handle change, flexibility, all of those things. Also just sleep has improved so much with better eating. We have less, I'm going to knock on wood right now, but less sickness running through our home than most of our friends and family do because of their eating habits. I truly believe that. We see a huge change in how often they're sick, how sick they get because they are eating a varied diet. And so a lot that we get to see in them directly, right? There was some things that changed in me, kind of like what I was talking about earlier, that I feel this sense of freedom of what I'm going to cook, when I'm going to cook, when I get inspired. I have less worry, less anxiety, less, you know, concerns that I'm bringing to the pediatrician, less worries about their weight, their height, their growth, their development, their brain health, all of these things when I know that they're eating a varied diet. And that is so, so important. But then also just relationally, right? I was reminded recently of just what it's like to travel with a picky eater, what it's like to go to a new person's house with a picky eater, how we experience play dates with a picky eater, how we experience going out to eat with a picky eater, and just reminding myself of, oh my gosh, this made my world feel so small. I didn't feel like I could go to as many events. I felt like I always had to pack backups. I always felt like people were maybe judging me, which obviously is not the point of why we should be changing it. People shouldn't be judging people or mom shaming them. But at the same time, I just remember these thoughts swirling. Whether they were true or not didn't really matter. They just were thoughts that were constantly creeping in on me, when in reality, it's just the freedom that I've gotten to experience relationally, emotionally, mental space, the mental load is wildly different. Parenting a picky eater versus post picky eating, reversing picky eating, and the freedom that that brings. Of course, I fill it up with other stuff, right? But I think the severity of it, the risk feeling of it is so much different that it doesn't weigh quite as heavy on me. And I think, you know, really realizing at the time, I didn't have words to put to it. And now, you know, over years of not only helping my own children, but also helping others and over 10,000 families now reverse picky eating, when I really realized that the picky eating behavior itself, when I focused on that, everything seemed to get harder. My world got smaller. Their nutrition got, you know, more and more narrowed. Their health, you know, wasn't optimized. All of these things were happening when I was focusing on picky eating being the problem. Instead of kind of partnering with them as a person and realizing, oh, there's a root cause beneath this picky eating behavior. And once I figure out what that is, because my kid is unique, every child is unique, every kid has a root cause to their picky eating behavior. Once I was able to identify what those were, which by the way, for all three of my children have had all different root causes for their picky eating behavior or choices around food. Once I was able to partner with them in that and come alongside them and be on their team, our relationship flourished because we're having those fun meals, because we're able to connect over mealtime, because they can trust me and I can trust them and I've empowered them and they feel more confident and that makes me feel more confident. And I'm not focused on the picky eating behavior anymore so much as I'm focused on who they are, what motivates them, what they need, how I can support them in what they need, and how I can ultimately teach them to empower themselves, you know, build that confidence for themselves, create the right environment for themselves. Now with my son being older, I can start to teach him what it looks like to have a supportive environment, what it looks like to empower himself, what it looks like to build confidence and grow those skill sets. Whereas when he was younger, I was doing a lot more for him and like I am with my other children who are much younger. And so being able to just have that relationship with them where it's not strained has been an incredible, incredible blessing and outpouring that I didn't necessarily know I was missing in the moment. I would have said I was close to my kids. I would have said we had a great relationship. I would have said, you know, it was a strong, healthy relationship because it was. In all reality, it was. And it was taking all of my capacity and all of my mental energy and so much of my mental space that I just didn't realize. And it was just not fun to eat with them. I wanted to just feed them dinner, put them to bed, and then eat my own dinner, like separately for them, because it wasn't fun to hear the whining and complaining. And it's not perfect now, but it is far, far less. And I know how to handle it. And I stay regulated and I'm okay. Even if they make comments, we correct the behavior. We talk through the different skill sets and we are able to connect during mealtimes, which I think is so, so incredible. So while there's things like they try new foods, they're more adventurous. It's easier to go to different social experiences, whether, you know, it's going out to eat or going out to a friend's house or a play date or whatever it might be, right? There's like the physical part of they're trying new foods, they're getting the nutrition in, they're getting the sustenance that I'm not worried about. Then we have like the second level, which is like my anxiety, my stress, my worry, my frustration, my rage, all of this subsiding. And then even going further along saying, wow, there's so many benefits that I just couldn't see even in the moment when the fog was clearing, because it goes so much further and so much more beyond the physical of, oh, they're eating the broccoli, right? There is so much there. One of the things I was talking with a girlfriend of mine who is a nervous system expert, who I just absolutely love. I learn so much every time I hang out with her. And the biggest thing there is really recognizing how much I'm supporting their nervous system and my own through the table and how important that's going to be for the rest of their life. Because truly it's just expanding their capabilities of confidence, their own skill development, their own empowerment of who they are. And I just love that. So I wanted to take a second to, I don't know, just speak directly to you about not the just eating the broccoli tonight, right? I always say it's not about eating the broccoli tonight. It's about eating broccoli for life. And I think this is true for picky eating too. It's not just about reversing picky eating. While that's nice in those first, you know, an average of 2 weeks that it helps parents reverse picky eating and get them eating more. But it's really that long term of being able to build those childhood memories around the table, being able to feel less stressed at the table, being able to not, you know, walk into a power struggle every time you're going to the table with them, letting them enjoy meals, you enjoy meals, you be able to cook more, have conversations around the table, building their skills, building their emotional resilience all around the table. And I just think that's so, so powerful. It leaks into every area of their life and it leaks into every area of your life. I was just talking with my husband who's on this journey of, he's been fasting a lot and just talking about how much discipline that takes to not eat. And then also recognizing some of the benefits of fasting, not just like the health benefits and all those things, but also like, man, we eat a lot, right? Like 3 times a day plus a few snacks. It capitalizes so much of our brain, not only to feed ourselves, but then to feed our children. Like we were laughing where it's like, man, if it was up to us, we'd probably only have 2 meals a day most days. 3 is just so many. And then you have snacks. And for children especially, it is, if you're feeding your kids 3 times a day plus snacks, that is a lot of mental energy, time, and space that that's taking up in your brain. And so I think that's really when we zoom out the big picture. So if you feel like your world is really small because of picky eating, if you feel like you're avoiding different situations, if you feel stressed around mealtimes, if you feel like it's taking up a lot of your mental energy capacity and like time, right? If you're feeling like you're constantly thinking about what you're going to feed them, if they're going to like it, how much did they eat yesterday? How much did they eat today? Should I worry about them? Should I call their doctor? Should I not call their doctor? Should I get them to eat, you know, their milkshake? Should I just make them the mac and cheese? Because at least they're eating. If we're constantly thinking of these, I want you to know it does not have to be this way forever. It doesn't have to be this way forever. And I want you to know that picky eating does not have to be your normal in your home, because it is not normal. It is reversible. So if you have not taken my training, I want to link it down below. Go ahead and click that training. I'm going to give it to you completely for free. You can pick an upcoming time and learn my 4-step framework to reversing picky eating. This is one of the most powerful things that I teach all parents to start with on their picky eating reversal journey. And this really takes a deep dive approach at your energy towards the table, what you can control, what you can't control, and how to work with your child to release so much of that guilt, worry, anxiety, fear, while also empowering your kid to eat without the power struggles, without the bribing, begging them, pleading, counting their bites, all of those things. I really want you to take the 42 minutes to learn the framework, because it can truly change everything in as little as 2 weeks. So I hope to see you there. Otherwise, I will catch you next week on the podcast. See you then. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you're walking away with some tangible ways to bring peace to your mealtimes. And if you like this episode, please subscribe and tell all your mom friends. And as always, the best compliment you can give me is leaving a rating and written review, which also helps other mamas like you find this podcast too. You can find more from me on Instagram at Nutrition for Littles. Do you have a question you'd like me to answer on the podcast? Email me at Alyssa@nutritionforlittles.com. All right, until next time, mamas.